If the homeboys go on a trip to these four places, she said Miami, Atlanta, Columbia, DR, Putacanta.
Putacanta?
If he going to one of those four places, it's not a brocation. He going to cheat. You the one who moving and shit.
I got good one second. I'll eat some candy.
Oh, and he catching all that shit too.
Well, goddamn it. It is recorded. Y'all dirty.
Boys, welcome back to another episode of Caught in the Web. You know what I'm saying? We have everybody back, including the man, the legend, Mr. Watch Your What?
Watch Your Tone, baby. We in here. Cheers, y'all. Cheers, y'all. I know y'all like to come on with your drinks, man. So cheers, everybody.
Hey, today's episode is sponsored by Stella Rose.
Okay.
Stella Rose. I forgot what flavor.
Did we do that?
Hey, they gonna see this.
Go crazy.
On today's episode, we try to switch it up a little bit differently. But before we get into this episode, we want to let you know that viewer discretion is advised.
Go crazy.
Put the old folks, the babies, the church ears, put them all away, because we having grown folks conversation and it's going to get a little bit. So the way we broke the show down today, you know what I'm saying? First off, we started with Get Caught in the Web.
Okay. And
today, we are presenting the video by the homegirl Juicy Desire. So, you know what? We're not going to say no more. We're going to let y'all check this video. Go ahead, check it out.
If your man say he going on a trip with the homeboy, and he go to these four destinations, okay? One of the four destinations as a homeboy trip, he is going to cheat, all right? Okay? If that man to Miami, he going to cheat, okay? Listen to me.
Hey, I'm writing them down.
He going to cheat, okay? Is he gonna meet somebody down there? He don't met somebody down there, everybody he gonna fuck. Or he flying somebody down there. All right, come on now. Now he going on an all boys trip, okay? Hey. He is definitely going to, and it's not gonna be you, okay? If he is going to Atlanta, baby, he is going to cheat, okay? Come on, baby, chime in. Stay here with me. Stay here with me.
Two for two.
He is
sick, motherfucker.
Cheat, okay? We ain't got shit down here. Ain't nothing in the lounge. Okay? At least when he go to Miami, he can say he's trying to go enjoy the beach. We ain't got no beach in Atlanta, baby. We just got tall buildings and a whole bunch of strip clubs with big booty ass bitches, baby.
That's my favorite part.
Here, Gucci. All right. Listen to me. Listen to me. Okay? If he is going to Columbia, baby. Columbia. Okay. It's going to do some major cheating, okay? Why? Sex, prostitution is not illegal in Colombia. Hello. And those are exotic looking women. He is going to cheat. Okay? Listen. If he is going baby, if he is going to post a condom to the DR with his homeboys, baby, he is going to cheat. Okay?
Yeah, with his homeboys.
Whoa.
DR, he going to cheat. It ain't no way around. All right? Do you hear me?
If the homeboys go on a trip to these four places, she said Miami, Atlanta, Columbia, DR, Punta Cana.
Punta Cana.
If he's going to one of the four places, it's not a brocation. He going to cheat. I'm going to let y'all go first.
I am Jack. I've never been to any of those places.
Hey, Robert, do you believe me? I'm like, do you believe that's true, Robert?
Rob, you better be like Charlemagne. God, black men don't cheat. I don't know. They must have been some white fellas that went on that.
Power to people. Thank you. Thank you. Black man do not cheat.
Yeah, she, yeah. Black man don't cheat. She giving away too much information.
Hey, but nah. Hey, wait, you say she giving away too much information.
Yeah, she, no.
Let's talk, before we let the ladies get into this, let's talk about somebody who actually been to a few of those places. And he was in a whole relationship.
Whoa, brother.
I ain't say you, did it.
I was about to say Lamar Odom. Mr. Thompson.
Get out of here, bro. Damn.
If you gonna throw yourself under the bus, play boy, but hey, since you're talking about it, let us know, man.
Oh, shit.
Out of the four cities she named, I've been to three.
Uh-huh.
But I've been to three with some very, very faithful men. And no, we did not go cheat. We went and had a good bromance time, you know. We just happened to go to a different city, and we enjoyed the city. We enjoyed the culture. We enjoyed the population. Got some good food, and we came back home to our women. So, no, I don't know. That's not true.
Nah, and okay, I'm sorry. Which one of these Miami was a whole nother monster for me, so I'm not even going. Miami is...
Which one of these hats do you need?
What?
Cap.
Big, your voice, big cap.
Hey, fam, I plead the fifth.
She was true about Atlanta. She was true about Atlanta with the big asses. So I cannot deny that part. And nobody on this pod can, like, so that is definitely the truth. I ain't never been to Columbia, but. Boy.
From the video,
let me tell you.
Like, see, that's how we know you was over there cheating, making unconscious decisions.
Look, God gave me eyes to see, and I saw the beautiful creations that He had over there.
This okay.
Yeah. But this is where I proved myself wrong, because in two of those three cities I was in, I was with my significant other. So.
The whole time,
nope.
Might have crept off.
I'm like,
hey, but no, she didn't call out all the men though. But what about females when they go on these little girl trips to these places? They got some
real
little...
though. Like you just put that on blast.
Hey, I'm gonna make a video because I got the four cities right now, Tom. I'm gonna let you know right now.
Go ahead.
Four cities where girls go to be thoughts
with a thoughtacity.
I'm gonna let you know.
What are they?
Mexico.
Mm. Oh yeah.
Tequila do something in Mexico. And the famous line, I ain't gonna say who told me that because she might get her in trouble. She said, if it happens out the country, it don't count. She know who I'm talking about. Who told me?
That's a
hello.
Why? Hey, where? Oh, where? This call put you on notice. Put her on notice, man.
home, so I'm not gonna put her on notice like that.
Oh, okay.
The other one is Mexico. The second place that girls go to be thoughts is Miami. Where do you think we meet them at?
Oh, yeah.
Come on now.
No.
What?
We just go to Twerk in the Water in Miami and Mexico. We just go to Twerk in the Water. That's it.
You lie. So wait, so you telling me we going down there to do what we do and we ain't meeting the people who trying to do what we, like, what you mean?
Call them what they run. That thought.
I'm going to Miami.
We just go to take pictures and twerk. That's it. We don't do nothing else.
On some penis, on some eggplants, on some great jogging pants.
What city I'm in. I always got a date, so it is what it is.
That's two. That's two cities right there. The third, Atlanta. Hey, and I'm gonna tell you this. They don't go down there to be talking fools. Hello. They be in the strip clubs living their wild fantasies, and next thing you know,
so do.
She kissed me.
No, wait a minute.
Oh, I liked it. Oh,
wait.
You now. When they go to be thoughts, it's not just to be thoughts and dudes. They go and be bi-curious. The fuck?
Did you just lick her face, bro? That's
what I did,
boy. And the last city.
I'm saying Vegas.
You saying where?
Vegas.
Correct.
Let's go, right?
That's all right. We go to Vegas to party.
You know, in the famous Vegas quote for women, "Oh, I'm a bachelor. This is my last time out." Then next thing you know, you get somebody that pick her up, be in the pool, get that free feel. You know what I'm saying? Oh yeah. So again, the four cities for women to go.
At least if that is the case, it'd be with rich white people. Oh man, that's gonna pay us.
Is this from experience?
Yes. Okay. So what?
So now that we're here, I want to know how much money you done made off of these rich white men.
All they want you to do is hang with them poolside. That's it. You don't got to do nothing extra.
They want you to do some weird things with your feet. I know it.
Do something strange for a piece of change. You already know how it goes.
No, they don't.
Come on now.
Put on your best. All you gotta do is put on your best swimsuit and sit poolside at the pool party.
Hold on, y'all, because
I'm about to get back in.
Alex is having trouble with her audio.
Yeah.
Oh,
because
I know she's been too quiet during this.
Right. Alex, hop out and hop back in.
Alex, we can't hear you. Technical difficulties.
So now sitting in the hot seat while you out here.
I'm gone. I gotta hop out and hop in too.
Because we was putting them on notice. You know, the girl put the dudes on notice. Because I ain't gonna lie, she was dropping some gems, but it ain't always like that. But
I can only count for two places.
Eight times out of ten. If we doing a guy's trip, going down. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Oh, bro.
It's in a Steve Harvey book.
Y'all hear me now.
Thank you for dropping that knowledge. Because if that man said it, then I'm like, oh yeah, you
can you hear me now? Hey,
yeah, we hear you.
Now hold on, because I got something to say. I'm hot, damn it. I'm hot.
That's what they say in Miami.
You're lying. First of all, Miami is not true, okay? I went to Miami and I didn't get any pain at all.
Oh man, that sucks.
No, I didn't really try.
Who was you with? Hold on, before you go into there, who was you with?
I was with my girls.
But did you get attention?
I did get some attention. I did. It was unwarranted. It was like I ain't really, you know what I'm saying? Because I was feeling good. It was my birthday weekend. You know what I'm saying? I had on a little white lace and all that. And I didn't get none, y'all.
Oh, man, friend. I'm sorry, friend.
I got a few
see
hats,
too. See, believe in me. See, you can see it in my eyes. I believe you, girl.
I believe you.
Hey, you know what she ain't telling us? And you know what I'm saying? It was that time of the month.
No, it wasn't.
Not in no white lace, was it?
Hey, that's real, though. That's real.
Okay, come on. Here's the next question. Since you didn't get any PP, did you get him that throw baby? I'm trying to give it to you.
Throw baby. No. I didn't.
Let me ask y'all, ladies.
I didn't even go home with no guys. Like, I got one guy's number. Listen, I got one guy's number, and he was a party promoter. He was like promoting a party on a boat, like trying to get us to come on a boat or whatever. But I didn't even call him.
Out of the four places that Webb named, let me ask you ladies this. What do y'all look forward to most when y'all go on a girls trip?
We look forward to, I just want to wake up drunk and go to sleep drunk. I'm always at work. So when I'm on trips, I want to be drunk 24/7. I want to make unconscious decisions and I want to just live free.
Okay. Ooh. Can we focus on the
I want to be very irresponsible.
Can we focus on, look.
If I go to jail, I go to jail.
The unconscious decisions. What we're trying to highlight right now is that I understand you, that's what you want to do, but that is what we mean, is that y'all on the same task that we are on. And that is how we connect. So if we out here-
The difference is though, we be single, y'all be cheating. Y'all be taking going on these trips. Okay. We're single going on girls trips. And everybody know if I'm going on the trip, I got a date everywhere I go, and I'm here.
Single or not.
But I be single. I didn't say that.
You're lying.
No, I'm not lying.
Second of all, I just want to let you know, you can't make no more unconscious decisions because now, it's no longer considered, you know, if you make an unconscious decision, I forgot what the new law is. Like, you can't drink and then say, you know what I'm saying, something happened that didn't happen.
Did you not hear me say, if I go to jail, I go to jail?
They're in with that.
What's your main sound? Like, if you get drunk and say something happened that didn't happen.
They now saying, without consent. I don't know if it's true. I heard through the grapevine. You're right. That, like, if you, like, you know, you can't claim rape if you have had drink.
No, you can.
No, like, I think there's a law somewhere. I don't know.
I think there's certain states. This is not universal.
Oh, okay. It's certain states. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, that makes sense.
Hey, you know what? For every guy out there that's watching this show and just heard what Tone said, I'm gonna need you getting written document on your phone that says, I consent.
You can send her a quick email.
Hey, what's the rule? Don't you know it?
Or a video, do a video.
Yep, you can send a quick email. She can send one right back. That is the web. That is definitely doable, bro. I know people who are doing that.
Or you can do a voice recording of her saying.
Yep.
Or him saying it, because I had to do that before, but that's neither here nor there.
Oh, wait a damn minute.
Hey, the girls be in the video like, I want you to take advantage of me.
And then we do.
I want you.
Why are you so comfortable with that? Why do you know this?
That's all facts, though.
He said, "Why?"
We be sending videos.
Hey man, that's getting caught in the web right there, man. First of all, a mad tone tried to put your boy on blast because I was gonna confess that I was at 3 of the 4 places.
Oh.
I was going to confess to 2. Hey, get me caught on something that I was going to confess to.
Hey, but I ain't
taking too long.
I said, we know somebody. And you said,
you was like, and if you look at my screen, I'm going to lie to you.
If you didn't react,
You gave yourself away.
Taking too long.
Yeah.
Whatever. Hey, man, so we're going to.
You said your name was Mr. Lover, didn't you?
Boombastic, nigga. Boombastic.
In Miami is Webito, in Atlanta is Daniel Clark.
Fuck you. Hey, yo, he giving it away.
He did that.
Hey, so
we never give him that.
Next portion of the show where the ladies got to get something off their chest, and we calling this chivalry. So the ladies have came up with a question that they feel like the man need to answer. They bring it to the front of the congregation. So I'm going to pass the baton to the ladies, and we need to know what y'all need to get off y'all chest.
Talk to me.
All right, Stan, go ahead, open it up. I wouldn't say it's a question, though.
It is. We were just talking about how women look at relationships different than men, so we would like to get men's point of view of relationships, what's appropriate in a relationship, and how relationships should go.
Right. So I guess the question would be, the just to make it simple, why is it difficult for most men to express their true feelings to their girl? Like, communicate their true feelings, like, rather, not even just as far as the romance between the two, but say he's really going through something, he's stressed out, or he is, you know, feeling overwhelmed, or he is, you know, feeling like a little depressed or whatever, but he does not express that to her. Even if she can sense it, because you know we can sense that stuff, and we might try to pick at it and open it up, y'all tend, well, men tend to, you know, run or you know, kind of distance themselves. And yeah, Sian, go ahead, girl. Back me up there.
So I was saying that men are afraid to express themselves because how their friends view them and make fun of them for being soft for their expressing themselves. Or a lot of men have been torn down by women when they express themselves. They call them soft, call them babies. So they feel like they cannot open up. But I also think a lot of men have mommy issues where they've lacked a relationship with their mother. So they don't know how to open up. They don't know how to talk to women or how to be emotional around women because they've never seen it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I think
every man needs therapy as well.
Every woman needs therapy as well.
We all need therapy.
We're about to go back and forth. We don't answer that question.
No, they just threw a whole grenade at us.
I'm waiting.
We have our time on the show, but we have to address their concerns. And I'm gonna start it off by saying, one, a man is taught not to show his emotion.
Period.
By our father, by our mother, because if we go to our mama about anything, crying or whatever, and your dad see it, what the first thing the dad do? Shut up.
Shut up, baby.
There ain't none of that. We ain't crying. And your mama gonna say, go to your daddy. So as a young man, we are taught not to show our emotion before, one, it makes it look soft. Two, it's a sign of weakness. Three, that means you can be walked over. I'm gonna leave it at that. I'm gonna let the gentleman give their point of view.
Go ahead, Rob.
Well, it didn't. It was a grenade. But I don't know where to start. You know what I mean? Like, there's so much to
unfold right there.
Yeah, real. Because you just said, right. You said mommy issues. You said, one, as it's like this. One thing that Webb didn't say is that even our female counterparts give us this, we need to be macho man type of feel. Why is that? Who do y'all prefer to be with? The 6'5" football player, you know, real well built. Why do y'all like that appearance? Because he's a protector. That's what he looks like. So if someone does not look like this, we are deemed soft. We are deemed ill, we're not adequate enough to take care of you. And so if we deem ourselves that way, we don't want to tell you that. We don't want to be like, oh, start off with like, okay, I'm super emotional, and you might need to carry this baggage as well. When I'm supposed to be this money bringer, you know, bringing in the money and everything. Like, we don't want to seem like we can't do everything that the woman expects us to bring in.
I think society has created this image of what a man should be or what a man should look like. And, you know, for us as Black men, we already face a lot of different things, you know, as far as, you know, when we decide to, you know, take on a relationship, we have to decide like, okay, what kind of man am I going to be in this relationship? Definitely knowing, you know, that the spouse probably wants you this particular way, and you're not even built like that yet. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think like we try to really live up to this image that society puts on us as men, whereas like, sometimes it's hard to break that barrier down that, you know what, I need to be like this. And if I'm not like this, I'm not considered a man. Like, so some people don't know how to overcome that. And some people aren't necessarily taught that, like Webb said, but then there are others like myself. Like I don't have no problem with crying in front of my lady. I have no problem with emotional. I have no problem. That's not gonna identify if I'm a man or not. But that will, but like the
that's your perspective on that though. Like some people will think that crying does not deem them man enough to, you know, do a
right.
Man,
and that's what I was gonna say in so many words.
But the worst part about this entire thing and why women question that, but the minute they get into an argument with their man, that's the first thing they throw.
Real.
Mm. Like, with your soft ass.
Right.
You just crying the other day.
What kind of women do y'all deal with?
I'm not about to give you I'm not about to add ammo to your gun. You know what I'm saying? And I know you that type of person or you that type of girl. I'm not about to put bullets in your gun.
Wait, Alex, you have never thrown something back in somebody else's face? One of your man's face? You ain't never done that?
Not like that. Like,
it's probably like something you may not have realized, though, to be
honest. Real.
You're right. Maybe I have gone and hit below the belt without actually knowing, but I've never intentionally said some shit like, oh, well, that's why... Yeah. Woo, 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 you was on your knees begging me, please, and shit. Like, I ain't never said nothing like that, you know, try to throw him under the, you know, hit his ego or nothing like that.
That's why you only lasted 2 minutes, you punk bitch.
And honestly, that's why.
I ain't never said that. I don't say it like that.
look, like, okay, but you have insinuated that.
But no, okay, listen, I just believe in being honest. Now, I have no, when it comes down to a man showing his emotions and being emotional, I done had men cry in front of me. Like, right. and not even, it'll be something more, like, you know, than just us. And I understand that because we're human. You have emotions. Right. And that's okay to feel those emotions. It is okay. What kind of woman am I to beat down the next man? You know what I'm saying? Or a woman, human, you know, it's a human design. It's just us. Like, you have emotions. So if you feeling like, cause me and I mean, y'all probably won't cry because, oh, y'all feelings hurt. Like, that's not, we know that, but it could be y'all angry. Maybe you got a lot of built up anger inside. And instead of breaking some shit, you just go have a ugly ass cry. And swing, you know what I'm saying, and hit the air like, you know what I'm saying, Cuba Gooding Jr.
But you just use that as a joke, though. And so that's why we don't want to be deemed as that. We don't want to be used as a butt of a joke.
Right.
But this is where we get back at them, fellas, because it's time to enter the no cap situation.
Did we really answer all of it, though? Because I feel like we left some stuff.
That's
like, I feel like we just...
See? See? Yeah, Tone, where? Did I not say that?
But no, because they threw a whole grenade. I feel like we don't
that. I don't think the question got answered. Like, why? I mean, what is it about? Okay, yeah. Y'all did answer, though. Y'all answered. Y'all tapped into it. All three of y'all said something.
I definitely just feel like, you know, men is same as women. We don't want to feel vulnerable. We don't want to, you know what I'm saying, put ourselves in a position where you're able to tear us down. We don't want to give someone the power, you know, and that's so it's hard for us to, you know, like express ourselves in certain ways because we feel like, okay, now that I express myself in this way, you can use it against me. And
right.
So that's just words. A human. That's just a human inter- like nature, though. Like
that's a human nature. Yeah. Like that's just
natural. It's survival. You know what I mean? We ain't gonna give you our most sensitive information so you can use it against us later. Let's hold on to this and you can figure that out later.
Hey fellas, it's our turn. It's time it's time for the ladies to enter the no cap zone, and it's about to be a lot of cap going on because it's time for the fellas. I prepared the question this time for the fellas. Y'all can have it next week, but God dang it, I got the question this time.
And let me.
No cap.
You know get ready for this. Like
they about to cap. They about to tell us some lies. And I know
they don't lie.
This is a
tough Virgos don't lie.
Hey, Alex, let me take a drink real quick.
Virgos don't lie.
He always on it.
All the women out there.
We get tired of that shit.
Right. So, say your man is tired of your sex life. He's boring. You know what I'm saying? Y'all didn't did everything. Y'all done made a list, checked it off twice. He asks you to add another female to the bedroom. Are you accepting or rejecting? Let's go.
Good question.
It depends.
Good question. That's a great question to start with.
If I feel like you ain't got enough for me, it ain't no point in inviting nobody else in the bedroom. You ain't got enough for me. We not about to invite nobody else. Like,
Did we just say this?
We just talked about this. See what I mean? How you gonna use that against him? That's exactly why we don't open up.
Somebody's gonna get shortened, and it ain't gonna be me. So with that being said, stop wasting your time. If you know you ain't got enough for one person, don't try to invite two.
What happened if he tired of you just lifting up your left cheek and letting them thrash? Or you laying
Well, that's never going to happen, first of all, because I don't just do
what
that.
Are you a superwoman?
Who does that?
Let me ask y'all this, though, because the way y'all just responded to this, I feel like y'all think sex is all about the penetration. It's not.
No, not at all.
No, it's not, but you got to start there.
You don't respond.
I didn't even respond yet.
If you don't have enough, then you can't give both of them that.
Why are they so defensive?
If I really like this person,
I might have a friend that I need to experience this. All right? I'm not opposed to that. Mm-hmm. Like, listen.
Hey, Sin already announced that she cheats. So, ain't.
I what? That's a little bit of a loaded question, though, because what you mean? You tired of our sex? You tired of our sex life? So it's like you just tired of having sex with me. Like, is it that you saying like my sex is weak, or is it that I ain't finished before y'all get to shoot. Hold up. Like, are you saying that my sex is weak, or is just are you tired of the same old moves? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like you said, y'all, but you also said that y'all wrote a list down, y'all checked it twice. So do that mean that we done went and got some Kama Sutra books and tried the different little moves and that? Do that mean
you
that,
have tried
you know
everything.
What I'm saying? It couldn't be, because first of all, my sex ain't weak, so.
Tell them, you a Virgo.
I haven't had a complaint yet. I'm just saying. And Lexi always come back.
10 plus years, right? I know when you start saying, oh, harder, oh, you about to bust. Like, I know that. Or if I got you tooted in the air and I do a move, oh, that's it. Don't stop. Keep going. You about to come. It don't matter how different it is. You can put one leg behind your head. You can do it off the dresser. You can drop Macho Man Randy Savage in the coochie. Don't matter what you do. I know you. You know me. So therefore,
It just sounds like you want new coochie to me. Wait, it ain't saying
that we want new coochie, but we may want to see somebody else that don't know your body hit your spot. That's gonna turn him into, and he gonna take it out on her and thrash her.
Wait, and time out.
You looking at him, and while he hitting your spot, you looking at him and seeing you seeing a different look in his eye that you ain't never seen because he's different.
Hold on, Webb. Let me get a different perspective.
Because he might want to stay there.
I feel like he gonna try to get me caught up in the web. I don't got no answer.
Let me try.
Go ahead.
So one, if you've been with this man for 10 years, he has obviously done something good for you. You've been with him. He has conformed for you. He has, you know, tried new things with you. Again, like Webb said, I've tried the Karma Sutra book. He is willing to go that next step to figure out new things to do. Right? Cool.
Well, invite a man.
Cool. And so if he gets 10 years, obviously he's. Hold on, wait. If he gets 10 years, he's obviously communicating with you and something's going good. Then he comes to you and he communicates with you even better. He comes to you with a passion of his and something that he wants to try. You're going to throw away a relationship based off of a sexual communication that is wrong. Like, what do you mean? What, like, just because he has this craving?
Hold on, wait.
You want to lose this man? This man has just communicated with you and told you and opened his mouth, what he's supposed to do in his relationship, and told you something right. That he wants to do. You're supposed to be willing to try it with mm-hmm. your man. He came to you.
No,
and
you don't have to be willing because some people are into that type of stuff.
Man have to do something like that.
Some people are not into that type of stuff. They don't have to try.
Yeah, some people just aren't into that type of stuff. But me personally.
All this, what you mean? You can try something because this is your man for 10 years. What are you talking about?
I've heard coochie and she don't want to try it. She don't want to.
Right. Dude, that's fair. So you want us to be this conform to everything you're doing. You can't do that same thing on one tit? On one tit?
Okay, so let's
go. Don't say you because I'm going to do it regardless.
Let's tell him speak because I know he's about to come.
I agree with, you know what I'm saying, Rob and Webb to an extent. But it's almost like you feel like we should have this opportunity because we've been together for 10 years. Like y'all, it's like the way y'all just said, it's kind of making it seem like, no, y'all should want to have a threesome because I stuck with you for 10 years and we had sex for this long.
That's what it sounds like.
I just want to clarify, we owe y'all that perspective.
I see that. I hear that.
I'm not opposed to a threesome. I'm not opposed to asking my lady for a threesome, but it's not going to be at a time of which I feel like we're having a miscommunication in our relationship. You know what I'm saying? It's not going to be at a time of which we not going crazy together in the bedroom. No, that's not the time that you want to do that, because at that point, I feel where sin is coming from. He might want to stay in that other lady. You might want to stay at that other lady. You know what I'm saying? Although you watching your woman getting pleasured and it's turning you on, but you know what I'm saying, pleasing the other lady, you might want to stay in the other lady and think that, you know, you should always have your cake and eat it too. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So for me, I'm agreeing with the threesome part. But as far as how I approach that, it won't be in the sense of we had dried up sex for I don't know how.
It also depends on where your mind at. Y'all shouldn't go into it where we're having a tough time, then we should try it, because you're like we were saying, you might want to be with that person because you and I are having a tough time, but I had a good time with her. Right. So this is where I'm going.
I feel that.
One, the fact that go ahead.
I mean, just to make it simple, first of all, like I said before, I don't think I would have that problem, but I mean, who knows? Things change over time. You do get bored or whatever, but I believe in keeping things spicy in the bedroom, period. Like, because, you know, what one woman won't do, the next one will. So it's like,
but
that also, it also applies to men. Like, what you won't do for your woman, the next man will. So if you not gonna, you know what I'm saying?
Like groceries?
You don't even gotta eat my groceries, personally. I don't care for you to eat my groceries, okay? No. But you definitely gotta, you know what I'm saying, eat a piece of the pie. But... Definitely.
First of all, y'all already know my rule. Ain't no laying down if you ain't eating no groceries. I'm sorry. if I'm climbing on top of you, you better be eating some shit. I'm sorry. And everybody, they know what the fuck going on.
I always tell you, you got to be willing to what you want somebody else to do.
So, yeah. What did I tell you?
But not going to have a problem with that.
I don't want my butt ate at groceries.
I'm not eating no groceries, not at all.
Wow. Anyway, we moving to the end of portion of the show, and I want to give a huge shout out to the Relationship Gang because they gave me this idea. And we calling this segment The Great Debate. Shout out to your boy, Watch Your Tone, because he sent the link and it goes down. So depending on time, I might ask two questions, but I have one question for sure. And we're going to pop it up right here. Y'all ready? Viewers, y'all ready? Everybody ready? Y'all might want to take a sip first.
Yeah, I'm pouring. I'm like, oh, here we go.
That's it. Okay. What happened to the wine, Tone? He went from water to wine. You ain't cheating.
I'm on E.
All right. First question is, you and your significant other are drinking and talking about the first time y'all met. They admitted that they really weren't interested in you. They was interested in the friend that night. How do you respond?
How long y'all in this relationship? That's important.
We ain't asking questions on top of questions.
Me personally, I wouldn't feel no type of way. I've had a friend where we've shared multiple times and not know it. It is what it is. One of us might dip back, but we're gonna tell you. But we're gonna tell each other. But if that's the case, then it is what it is. But I'm gonna separate them two from now on. Like, hell no, you looking at her, you go in the room, you go here. I wouldn't have them two in the same close place, but what can I do about it? You're here now. I know what I'm working with. I know what I bring to the table. So you're not going anywhere. So it is what it is. That's the fact.
I'm not going to lie. FDB. Hey. Oh, God.
Are you going to leave her?
Hey, you got the nerve to tell me this. And yeah. I had you on my
Listen, God. Y'all. Listen. It's See? Story time, okay? Listen.
Hold up.
I told Alex this earlier.
Read the card one more time.
Just one more time. Sin, I want to hear this story. I want to hear Sin's story.
You heard it earlier.
You and your wait. Are drinking and talking about the first time you met, and they admit that they were really interested in your friend, not you that night. What is your response?
Listen, I got a story similar to that. So the guy I'm dating now, Lord, I hope he can't see this. I'm not uploading this. So the guy I'm dating now.
You doing it, girl?
Listen, so he tried to get me to meet his family. He got the name of his family. Come to find out 2 weeks ago, I kissed his cousin. So he felt like I chose his cousin first and then ended up with him because me and his cousin didn't work out. But I've been talking to his cousin on and off for years, but I did choose him. So right now it's a little complicated because I'm just telling his cousin about us and he felt like I should have been told him. It's just weird. I don't know.
What you're telling me is they was the cousin and the current boyfriend was doing the R. Kelly song.
An Usher?
No. Anger. Basically, but none of us knew. None of us knew.
So is it okay?
You know, I be secret with my stuff. So none of us knew. It's weird.
Tom, what's your reaction be?
I don't know. Like, you talk about my situation.
Because I'm telling you this. My response, I know my guys. I know all of my guys. One, somehow, some way, either in the heat of discussion or in some type of way, my guy's gonna throw it in my face like, nigga, I could have had your bitch.
And that's what I'm worried about right there.
Hey, Tony, that's fighting words.
Yeah, that's fighting words.
But if listen, you're in love with this person, you can look past that, I think.
Absolutely not.
Look, first off, if I'm in love with you, you're not finna tell me some ish like this on a drunk occasion.
Really?
Like,
you see how long I've been telling you? How long? Have
this conversation up front. You know what I'm saying? This ain't no, oh, back in the day, I used to sleep with Rob and with, like, wait, what?
But that's not what the card even said. The card said when they first met that you and your spouse are drinking. And y'all were talking about when y'all first met. So that's like me and Bae. We sitting up here. We having a Henny Thing Happens type of night. And we playing this game. And he says, well, to be honest, when I first seen you or when I first met you in that bar, I was really interested in your friend, but she wasn't giving me no play or okay, whatever the case may be.
And I'd be like, oh, well, her fault.
So I'm right. Play.
I'm just saying, like, all right, whatever, I got you now.
She should have gave you some play.
Real.
Let me finish. But I feel where you're coming from, though, bro, because me too, I know my girl. But it's like, well, you know, my girl wouldn't say to me, like, oh, I could have had some nigga, da, 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 da. Like, we not like that. You know what I'm saying? But we definitely gonna talk about you. Like, we definitely is. If you telling me, I probably would have already known by the time that, if, depending on how long we was already dating, how long me and you have been dating, my best friend probably would have already told me, like, oh, yeah, he tried to holler at me. And I would have known already.
Okay, well, you
but know. If it bothered me, then we wouldn't even be in a relationship.
If we only talking about like on the hollering tip, that's a different situation.
Yeah, I was gonna say
right.
That.
Right.
Real. I was just gonna say it like.
Now smashing, no. Smashing, now if you tell me that you used to smash one of my homegirls, I'm gonna be disgusted. I'm gonna be turned off, just like not even necessarily disgusted, but I can't see me smashing you behind one of my homegirls. Like I can't see that. I can't do it.
I could hook up with a woman.
Yeah. I didn't know.
Exactly. Exactly.
Oh, my defense, I didn't know.
Hello, people. I want to hear Tone's. I want to hear Tone's explanation. Go ahead.
I just said I could hook up with a woman that smashed the homies, but I'm not finna date. You know what I'm saying?
I'm not finna marry. That's what you say. I'm not finna marry nobody. That's in.
What you trying to cook, get me caught in the web or something? I'm an honest man, player.
You know that's what he on.
I ain't shooting, you know that's what he on. He stay trying to get people caught up.
If we Eskimo brothers, that chick is off the table. Like she is not.
She's off the wifey table.
Yeah, white. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The wifey table.
If it ain't no fun unless we all get some table.
She on that. You don't have. It's okay, girl.
Hey. But I'm saying though, but like I know how me and my friends kick it. We kick it a whole lot. Like we do, you know, game nights, we do Super Bowl parties. So I don't know, like that might create an atmosphere that I'm not comfortable in because you know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? You told me you had a thing for my friend, now we kicking it. My nigga might come in some great jogging pants. Next thing you know, you over there.
This
fantasizing.
Hey, if I see that, I'm splitting your wing. No bullshit.
I don't care if I'm in a relationship or if no I'm in a
friend, a random dude, cool. My friend, my dog, my, no. Mm-mm.
My G.
What if you're
okay, let me
bring her butt to see it.
Walking home.
But listen, okay. So you're saying, bro, like, even if it's not just I smashed your girl back in the day or I smashed your homeboy back in the day. It's just that I originally wanted to holler at your homeboy. You still gonna feel away.
I be around my homeboys too much and I bring my girl around. So it's gonna always bring that question.
I can see what he's saying. Yeah. I can see that.
I'm gonna say I feel away too because if you still thinking about that you wanted to holler at my guy first,
bam.
We really got a problem. Like, what?
Period. I agree with that, Tone, because you saying you had, like, this is a, y'all already in this relationship. And right. This conversation comes up. That means it's still on your brain.
Right.
Hey, I ain't gonna lie. That's like
I feel you.
Hey, that's like that's like having that good cold ice cold Sprite sitting in the but it's frozen, so you settle for the one that was left out on the counter and it's all watered down and shit like that. Nah, bro.
Hell nah.
Hey, do we got time for one more? We got time.
Let's do it.
Well, wait,
Sam
going on a date.
Sam,
you good?
We good. He just hit me up. We good.
I was just gonna say you went off the screen just to talk to him, didn't you? You was like,
This
is mainly for the fellas. All right. Man finds his significant other's sex toy and throw it away because he feels like it's too big. He tells her she's not allowed to have any toy that's bigger than him. Is that reasonable? Explain why.
I feel like he should be grateful for that toy.
Hey,
at least he ain't going out cheating.
I ain't gonna lie to you. I'm from the LeVar Ball family.
Yeah, I ain't tripping. I don't. Okay, like you can go.
I ain't gonna lie to y'all. If he from the LeBall, the Ball family, I got a PhD.
Man, y'all better stop playing with us.
Listen.
Big dick energy.
Sick. I'm done with y'all. So y'all you sick. Telling me you gonna throw out my toy because my toy is bigger than yours? That's little dick energy.
Okay, yeah, you can keep
that's like, I wish you would touch my rose. I chop your hand off. You better not.
Yeah, I mean, Lexi, that shit is cheating. No, hell no.
What?
It's not cheating if y'all play with it together.
The rose doesn't affect your side. The rose is something as a vibration. Y'all gonna expect the same thing out of a human tongue. We don't move that fast. The human tongue.
That's not true.
Yes, some of y'all do. Yes, I get the same effect with some people. Yes, some of y'all do.
Hey, and you what make it so bad? Y'all use that. they use that rose like 3 or 4 times a day. By the time a man get to your clitoris, that shit is broke, B. That shit is broke. Yeah. I know some girls.
If a man knew what he's supposed to do, you wouldn't have to pick it up in the first place.
Oh, shit. Where's Rob?
All right, man.
He had to go.
That last question got Rob.
the way we ending this segment today, we gonna introduce the love potion. And the love potion is going to be given by the homegirl, Queen Lex, AKA Rebellious Queen. Go ahead and give it to her one time. Y'all pay attention. But before she get into it, I want y'all to say this is a Pion Media production. Shout out to my boy Washington, the whole Pion crew from Sam, Rob, Barney, Pat.
Whole gang full of killers.
Everybody.
I want to give a huge shout out to y'all. And remember, you know what I'm saying? Go like, share, and follow this because you know what I'm saying? Our platform is what, Tom?
No opportunity. Go crazy, Queen.
Go ahead.
All right, y'all. This is called The Big O Dream. It's like raindrops falling on an African drum. The way you touch my body like that guitar you strum. None of this really makes sense. My inhibitions are gone. This feeling is too intense. To the bed, I got you pinned down. I flip the roles. I'm the one in control now. You like my style and the way I become someone else. I'm still myself, but I'm gone off that drink. And I'm ready to speak into the mic. You know I spit hot fire, just like when I write. But that ain't going on tonight. Unless you write in on my body with your tongue. I know you like how it tastes. Got my body busting like a gun. The way you pull me closer, you put your hands upon my waist. Now you got me coming over and over and over. God damn. The pressure bursting pipes. it's gonna be a flood tonight. You show me what that mouth do, and I gotta say I like it. The show ain't over. You say you got some more. I gently lay back, and I slowly open my door. You enter with caution and ease. I whisper in your ear, this is exactly what I need. Body temps rise. You look into my eyes. With each stroke, you get faster. Now you're bringing tears to my eyes. You're making love to my soul. At least that's the energy I feel. You kiss me real slow and say, baby, how does that feel? At a loss for words, my eyes tell it all. You're going so deep, I'm flowing like a waterfall. I'm in a position where I want to give you my all. My knees get weak, and I hope that I don't fall. As I slow grind to reach the peak, I now have my hands on the wall. I'm due to explode in T-minus 5, 4, 3, 2. Now I'm drifting off to sleep. The dreams that I have are sure to be sweet. You kiss my lips gently and whisper good night. I wake up the next morning fully dressed in the sunlight. What a dream you are. Just to have you close tonight, I'll be wishing on a star.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, woo! So it comes in with the poem.
It right yes! there.
There y'all have it, man.
Hey, Tom, you got to you recording.
You might have to bring I Am Poetry up out of the, you know what I'm saying, up out of the woodworks real quick, but next time, on the next episode of Calling the Wedding.
He lied.
My nigga spit that shit.
I ain't gonna lie to you.
He ain't gonna spit it on the show.
Next episode.
Oh, Tone, you be writing? Yeah, you be writing. I keep forgetting. We kind of did have a little battle.
I Am Poetry. It ain't web shit.
That me.
Web need to write some poetry there.
Oh, I got you. You know what I'm saying?
Never mind.
Here we go.
We good.
We walking down the hallway, and I'm feeling your booty.
Whoa! Wait a minute.
Deuce, let me stop.
Why are you starting in the hallway, though? Oh, shit!